I'm joined on the phone now by Patrick O'Sullivan, who's the organiser of the toy show that's going to take place at the RDS from this coming weekend, Friday, I think, or Saturday, and it's going to run to the 30th of November. Good morning, Patrick. How are you? Good morning, Patrick. Can you hear me?
9 days up until Sunday, the 30th, as you say.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, Patrick. We just missed you coming in there. Hadn't got the mic up. I apologise for that. Sorry, you were just telling us about the start date and the running time for the event, yeah?
Yeah, the Christmas Toy Show. It kicks off in the RDS on Saturday morning, 10 o'clock on this Saturday morning, and runs right through then until Sunday week, the 30th of November.
What kind of event, what can people expect, anybody who might be going out to the event, what could people expect to see there?
Yeah, so we have a whole series of things there. We have, well, obviously toys and more toys. All the top toys for this Christmas will all be at the RDS available for purchase. But so much more than that as well. We have a whole series of entertainment going on. We have an absolutely magical Santa Claus experience, probably the best one in the country. We have a full line of entertainment. We'll have DJs, we'll have dance-offs, we'll have live bands, we'll have gospel choirs, we'll have magicians, we'll have clowns, we'll have face painters. So the whole idea is to create a wonderful atmosphere where families can come, they can enjoy the toys can be played with, you know. We have a Nerf shooting target gallery area. We have a Play-Doh area for the little ones. We have a remote control area there where people can play. We have a whole sort of tractor and farm area that people can play in. So there's plenty of entertainment, plenty of things for people to do. And of course, then obviously the toys, all the top toys available for purchase. But more than that as well, if people are just a little bit worried about maybe the purchases, we have our elf services. So that you can select the things that you might want to get for Christmas, but rather than take them home yourself, we can arrange them, have them couriered to you in time for Christmas Day as well. So all those things are taking place at the RDS then over the 9 days of the Christmas Toy Show.
Yeah, you touched on, God, look, it sounds like a fabulous event, but, you know, Christmas are coming for people and, you know, people saying you're struggling with costs and everything else, but you're really trying to make it a fun event and not maybe focus in on cost so much. Cost is obviously a factor for people, but there'll be something there for everybody, yeah?
There will be somebody there for everybody there, all right. Yes, of course. Obviously, there's a number of different aspects. I mean, people want to buy certain toys for Christmas, and a lot of those are already sold out or very close to being sold out. Mm-hmm. We will have plenty of stock of a lot of the items as well, a full range of them, and all at very competitive prices. But it's so much more than that. It's also a family day out. It's to create an atmosphere, yeah. To create a sort of the experience for children, to bring a bit of magic back into it. You can go into mm-hmm. a toy shop and just all the toys are up on the shelf. You just select what you want and off you go. But this is to bring it alive, to make it much more of an experience. And that's why the entertainment, the atmosphere is also important. People come, they might have a wonderful day out and not buy anything, and that's absolutely fine.
Yeah,
you know, we'd
absolutely.
Be delighted to see those people. Mm-hmm. And it's just for everybody to get involved in it, to come along and just enjoy the whole sort of spirit of Christmas just before the madness of the season kicks off.
Yeah. Well, I suppose, I mean, you've seen it maybe the last couple of weeks. I mean, you see people already starting to throw up a few Christmas lights, and I've seen some pictures of people have Christmas trees and all of them. It's kind of something people tend to, especially, you know, people in the tough times we're in, people tend to kind of look forward to Christmas to just lift the doom and gloom and stuff, and they can't wait to get into the kind of Christmas spirit of things and just to have a little bit of joy and fun in their life. And that's what you're trying to hopefully create out there at the RDS, yeah?
Well, that's what it is, you know. I mean, yeah, I mean, life is tough for everybody at the moment, you
mm-hmm.
know, and there's obviously pressures on everybody as well. But if you like, Christmas is, it's almost like a little bit of escapism.
Yeah.
It gets people, maybe, in its own way, it does add a lot of pressures on people as well and a lot of stress on people, of course it does. But it is only once a year, and it's only for the few weeks of the year, and it does create that magical atmosphere then where all of a sudden family becomes important and becomes center stage. And people are in a more relaxed and a more jolly mood. And we like to think that our event is, we're sort of kick-starting a bit of that there as well, and trying to give that, create that atmosphere where people can come, enjoy themselves, have a fun day out, and hopefully go home with good memories from it as well, where the children have enjoyed themselves and have been happy. And obviously, if the children are happy, the parents are happy.
That's very true, of course, yeah. And I just, as you say, the event runs from the 22nd, but you have a kind of a spectacular opening planned for the 24th. Is that correct?
Well, yes. Well, it's TV3 are launching their own Christmas toy show, and they're going to be broadcasting live from the RDS on the eve of our opening. And so something that everybody is looking forward to. They're going to have a wonderful, spectacular, absolutely super live Christmas toy show from 8 o'clock to 9:30 on TV3 this Friday evening, and it really is going to be something quite spectacular. And that will be coming live from the RDS, and then we back into that then with our own Christmas toy show then that opens the following morning at 10 o'clock on the Saturday morning. So, yeah, we're very excited, and TV3 are very excited. So the whole thing, you know, this is the first year of it. It's a wonderful adventure, and if it works well, it will only grow into something really significant in years to come.
I'm just thinking to myself here, I suppose I should say, in the interest of balance, that other TV toy shows are available on other networks.
On other days as well, yes, of course. It mightn't be quite as good as this one, but they're there anyway.
It's in the Simmons Car Pavilion, yeah?
No, it isn't. No, it's in the main hall.
Okay.
On the Marion Road there, opposite the AIB Bank Centre. Yeah. So I think most people know where that is.
Most people know where that is. Yeah. And as you say, you've all raft of exhibitors and toys and games and things for all the family.
Full details of the whole thing on the website, which is christmastoyshow.ie. So if anybody's looking for any details in particular, christmastoyshow.ie has the full list of entertainment and everything else that's going on at the show and what we're hoping to try and achieve.
Yeah. Can I ask you, as you say, you're going to run for the guts of May, just over a week. How much preparation has gone into it? How long has it been in the organising and planning?
Well, we started working on this in January.
Wow.
And thinking about, well, if we want to do something spectacular and something quite different, what do we need to be doing? What is it that people want? What's out there? What makes us better? What differentiates us? What will people really walk away and say, that was a great day out, I really enjoyed myself, I must go to that next year again? And so we started in January. We've been working away on it the whole time and working with the toy companies and the toy manufacturers, working with our entertainers, and just constantly trying to refine our product to make sure that we can offer the customer the very best that we can. So there's a whole year's work gone into this, and it should be super. The one thing I would say is, though, that we are expecting the weekends to be extremely busy. Mm-hmm. So if people have the opportunity to come midweek, it might be a slightly better a time for them to come, all right, especially if they have very young children. Midweek, again, we're open every day from 10 a.m. till 7 p.m. It's just going to be a little bit calmer midweek, and certainly for any preschool children, that might be the time to come.
Yeah, I would imagine, as you say, the weekends would be hugely...
the advance booking so far show that the weekends are going to be very busy. Now, of course, we have plenty of space here. We can accommodate an awful lot
of
people.
Absolutely,
but just to have that atmosphere, and just so especially the little ones don't feel as intimidated, if they have the opportunity, we would suggest to come the Monday to Friday.
Yeah. With that in mind, you say 7 p.m. Was there ever any consideration to maybe staying open later till 10, or was that just not feasible?
No, we did. We ran a version of this show last year in the RDS, and we stayed open till 10 o'clock at night. But there wasn't just the demand for it. Most people wanted to bring their children to the show, they just felt that was a little bit late for the children. We did stay open in case parents wanted to come back and shop in private. But no, it was felt that they wanted to be there with the children and be part of the atmosphere as well. And then when they did come, then they availed of the, as I said, the likes of the courier services and the health services that we have to help people to, if you like, keep the moment special as well for the big day when it comes around on the 25th of December.
Yeah, and can probably take a lot of the pressure off of parents as well. Would be one, for want of a better word, a one-stop shop, so to speak.
It is. One-stop shop. They can get everything they need. They can do it. As I said, there's plenty of entertainment there to keep the kids busy. And if there's an opportunity that one parent wants to go off and maybe have a closer look at the toys or whatever, that all can be done nice and quietly and privately. And we can ensure that the toys get delivered on time so the parents don't need to worry about bringing the big bulky items home.
Well, it all sounds like it's going to be great fun, and hopefully I'll be able to get over to myself. My kids are that little bit older now, but as you say, there's fun for all ages and crack to be had, so I'll try and have a wander over myself. Just for anybody who's listening and might be interested in going, what are the admission prices, Patrick?
For a family of five, it's €25. Our single tickets are €6. Again, we would advise people there if they were in a position to do so, to book them in advance via christmastoyshow.ie, mm-hmm. or otherwise they can be purchased for the same price at the door as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And under twos are free.
Oh, okay. Once people are there, are there any additional charges once they get in there, maybe?
No, the only additional charge is for the Santa Claus experience, but all the other entertainment that we have and the playing with the toys and all, that's all free of charge. Everything else is free of charge once they come in.
Okay, well, it sounds like it's going to be an exciting event. It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun, and I suppose the proof, the success for you will be people walking out with smiles on their faces and having had a good family day together.
That's what we want. That's what we want. People going home and saying, must tell my friends about this and must come back next year. If we hear all of that, we'd be absolutely delighted as well.
Well, listen, Patrick, thanks very much for coming on and telling us all about it this morning. I suppose you're probably manic down there at the minute now. Are you probably sleeping
starting
down
to build
there
at the moment? Starting to take shape. So, no, look, really looking forward to it. And hopefully we might see you yourself.
Please, God, hopefully I'll try and get over during some course of the 9 days. As you say, it's running from this coming Saturday to the following Sunday, so plenty of opportunity for people to get over there and have a look around and enjoy everything, all the hospitality and all you have put on.
Excellent.
Listen, Patrick, thanks so much for talking to us, and we wish every success with the event.
Thank you very much for your support.
All the best, take care, bye bye.
Thank you.
There you go, folks. That's Patrick O'Sullivan telling us all about the toy show that's going to be running at the RDS from next Saturday the 22nd all the way through to Sunday the 30th of November. And it sounds like it'd be a lot of fun. Sounds like there's plenty to do there for all the family. And, well, you know, you have to be kind of mindful, I suppose, that, you know, Christmas is an expensive time for people. And but as Patrick said there, you know, the emphasis is not on the expense. The emphasis is on people having a good time and just having a good family day out, and maybe bringing back a tiny little bit of the magic of Christmas.